given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Access to Angels and Grace. You're here with Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. Hello, Noemi.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, everyone. I'm really excited for the show today, as we were just talking, Lisa, about finding ourselves, and we may feel like I found myself, but there's always more to find because there's always more of us than we think there is.
And thank goodness it keeps going deeper and deeper. That's what makes life exciting. You go, wow, that's new. let me get to know this part of me better. But it doesn't always show up so nice.
No, the enthusiasm is not always there.
you might go, ooh, I didn't know I had that part. That's not that where I wanted to be. But this is the fun around on our road, what we were talking about. We've titled the show, How to Find Yourself When You Feel Lost. And let's start there, because lost, there's so many clues and cues, and they're different for all of us. But as we go traveling down this road, Noemi, what do you think is how do we even know when we're lost?
So, you know, in the show description, which I don't have in front of me, but it starts with she no longer recognized her life, and she didn't feel like her life was hers anymore. It didn't feel like the life that she wanted to be living. And so when we're lost, we can wander down a road that eventually takes us to lost for a while. And so when we get to that point of feeling lost, there's separation. We feel like we're not ourselves. We feel like we're not who we should be or want to be, or even thought that we knew ourselves to be. So we wind up seeing what we see about ourselves and not being able to reconcile that with who we thought we were or should be or wanted to be.
Yes.
How's that?
I love that, because lost is really separated from self, separated from your tribe. And I remember we used to go to this amusement park when we were little, you know, our family, and my sister and I wanted to go off and do the rides, and mom and dad wanted to watch the shows. So we had a meeting point. So we never felt lost, even if we kind of got lost in amongst, you know, the adventure park, but because we knew we could come back somewhere. We knew there was love and protection and safety and family waiting for us. We knew. So there's a difference of wandering around and having fun and exploring all the roads. But then there's, that feeling of, I got separated from the group or my family, or they're not here, or I'm not here. It's that I'm not here.
I'm not here. So that's, and when you're separated from your family, it's, where am I? Where are they? Where's my tribe? Where are my loved ones? They're not here with me. I'm alone.
Yes.
I'm alone and lost and don't know how to find my way.
There, you just hit that one. That's what it is. There's a recognition that you're separated, and then you suddenly have that little bit of panic, like, I'm alone. And I don't know how to find my way. And so that's what this whole show, and you have a beautiful pre-channeled message, as I like to call them, that
yes.
Noemi always checks in a little, gives us something to work with, some meat.
Some meat.
Yes. Some spiritual meat. And so in this, I'd love for you to read that, because there's a lot of people, I have a lot of people in my life like this, and I've been there for sure, where I just go, I just don't even know where to begin to find out where I'm supposed to be. How do I get there? Have I ever been there before? You know?
And how did I get here? Which is lost, which is not me. You know, there's like a sense of not me, and not recognizing, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it it's you, that this is not your life. And I certainly remember, as you know, I'm a psychotherapist and a soul healer, but before that, I used to be in IT. I was a software engineer. And I just remember waking up one day, and many days actually, just going, ugh, this is my life? This is not the life I want. I just, ugh, oh, I feel dead inside. And you know, it took some soul searching and some help and to discover that, yeah, I felt dead inside because for me, I had outgrown that. For me, it was no longer me to be going there and sitting in front of a computer screen for 10, 12 hours a day.
Neat.
And yes, I can work a lot of hours because of that. So I mean, I guess there are benefits to that. But it just was no longer me. And it had been me when I started. It just somewhere down that road, I just, I lost the joy, I lost me, and I felt dead inside. So I really remember that feeling really, really profoundly.
Just before you go into that reading, you just said something so profoundly right there, even. There's a gentleness and a compassion that I loved hearing from you when you said, it was no longer me, but it was me. It did serve me. I grew out of it. That is with a beautiful, I don't want to say closure, but a very peaceful content with like, no, I didn't fail. I didn't. Yeah, that's really important. I love that you offered that compassion and modeled it so beautifully. I hope people really felt
that. Oh, thank you. I wasn't even aware I was doing that. Thank you for pointing it out.
And so,
because yeah, at first it was fun. It was really cool. And then it kind of took over my life and it was not fun anymore.
Yes.
So, but I made a ton of money. So, you know, there was that, you know, sense of having sold my soul kind of sense. And
yeah.
So, all right. Shall I read then?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, thank you. Since you're so polite, how can I not read? So I pick the title based on what they share, but I call this Find Yourself and You Find Freedom. When you experience a sense of feeling lost or of having lost yourself, what you are experiencing at its core is separation from your true self, from the truth of who you are. And you get there by repeatedly making choices which are either against the truth of who you are or at least out of alignment with that truth. Most of you choose to live on autopilot, continuously reinforcing the disconnection with yourself. And this happens suddenly and sometimes slowly. You find yourself choosing today on autopilot the same way you chose yesterday. And each time you create more separation between the truth of who you are and the person who you are living as. The person you believe yourself to be becomes over time so far removed from the person who you truly are. The real you is extraordinarily gifted, powerful, and beautiful. Yet few of you know yourselves this way. And when you think you do, it is often because of an overinflated sense of self, an inflated ego, which is not who you are at all. To find yourself when you have become separated and disconnected from yourself requires that you go within and discover the real you. Become curious about who you truly are. Learn to recognize that when you're not being you, when you're in the limited and wounded you, which you believe yourself to be. What you believe, you will perceive. So you must work on overturning your limiting beliefs too. But the journey starts with a desire to discover you and moves into learning who you truly are. You have gifts you don't even know, talents you haven't discovered yet. Be willing to discover you, desire this, and start looking for the real you. When you feel badly about yourself and your life, part of the problem is that you're separated and disconnected from the truth of who you are. You can't even imagine who you are. The worse you feel, the more separated you are. Depression, in its essence, is a result of separation within you from the truth of who you are. For many of you, this has been caused by trauma, and we also acknowledge the biochemical aspects of depression. But when you have lost yourself through separation from yourself, you will experience deep pain. All solutions for this pain that do not include rejoining with yourself will only provide limited relief. To experience full relief, you must discover you. The real you, deep down inside, is the solution you have been waiting for. Finding and joining with the real you and eliminating separation and disconnection within you is part of the solution to all your problems. The more you know your real self and live as that truth, the freer you become. Even when you're faced with problems in your relationships, health, finances, or any other aspects of your life. Free yourself from the problems by discovering and living you. The problems may not go away, but you will not suffer in them anymore. And when you free yourself from suffering, you are free to make different choices and do new things. You will not live on autopilot anymore. You will be free to be you and live life as you, as the real, full you, who understands so much more of the purpose of your life and has a higher vision of what is going on in your life. Find yourself and you free yourself. The journey starts when you recognize you are in separation and disconnection, and it continues every time you take the time to discover who you truly are and what is the best choice for you. And once you know, then you can know others at the core of their being too. You can see the beautiful truth of who they are even when they can't. And you free yourself not only personally, but also relationally. All of this is a journey of discovery on the road to freedom. And we are here with you always, helping you every step of the way. All you need to do is ask, and we will assist. In great love, we are complete. Namaste. Mm.
Oh, there's always goodies in there. But
yes, there are.
The one I really felt, I could feel it, like people were like, that's a big one, was when it says, problems don't go away, but we're at peace with them. So it's almost like we're at peace with the problems, right? And that's worth just sitting with for a minute, because a lot of people try to fix the problem, make it go away. They think that's to literally change it is what's going to, you know, if I have this problem and I fix it, it's gone. But this is about being at peace and seeing the truth of this problem, even if others, and when others don't.
Yeah, and just looking at that piece there, it's the problems may not go away, but you will not suffer in them anymore.
Yes.
You will free yourself from suffering, and then you are free. So that's so powerful, because, yeah, I used to think that I wouldn't have problems if I would transform myself, that the problems as a result would disappear out of my life. Oh, I don't need to worry about, you know, finances and this and relationships and stuff, because I transform, they will all transform with me. And to some extent, there's some truth there, but there's a whole lot of other where the problems don't change just because you change, but you see them differently. Yes. You experience them differently.
That's the key. You experience it and see them differently. And that one, actually, the more experience you have with that one, you can grasp it, I think. You know, the first time you're like, oh, well, that's neat. And then as you go down this road, you're like, hey, okay. And to point out about suffering, I've learned this, and this has changed my life about suffering. Suffering is when you want something to be different than what it is.
Yes.
That, Noemi, when I used to think, I want my problems to be different than what they are, and I'm suffering because of it. But once I changed my experience with it, and I see it and I perceive it differently, and that's when the suffering melts away.
Yes. Yeah. You may still have some pain.
Yes.
You know, if a relationship has ended or something like that, you may still experience pain, but you won't be suffering in it. And yes. Yeah, that's a great definition of suffering. I really like that, you know, when you want it to be different than it is. And so in that non-acceptance, you're suffering.
Yes, non-acceptance. That is what suffering is. And the big one there, too, to piggyback on, is when it's really tricky, but it can be done. And when you can do it, you're like, I've stood many a times in front of many people who they don't see it, but I do. And they're saying, no, it's not that way. Your life really does suck. And I'm like, no, really? No, I'm good. This is good stuff, right? And And you want to, you get challenged on it. Like, because you think, wow, am I just in, I'm often called a, what's that lovely term? Pollyanna. There we go. Pollyanna. Yes. Pollyanna. I just introduced myself as Pollyanna. Hi, I'm Pollyanna. But anyways, but that's the trick, is that when you know the truth so deeply and you are in alignment, when you found yourself, anybody else can say anything about you, about that even particular thing, and you can stand there. And it's beautiful to be able to find yourself and stand in the finding of it.
Yes. So when someone can say something to you, you will recognize truth or alignment or not. That's not my truth. That's not my alignment, but that's how they may see it. And that's so powerful, because once you know you, you do know what's true for you. And then you don't wind up doubting yourself or, you know, being... you know, destroyed in quotes, you know, like devastated by some feedback that might be negative or unconstructive, you know.
And I'm glad we have a minute before a commercial break. About feeling lost, that is perfect, what you just said about feeling negative or destructive around it. So we don't know who we are. Maybe we're lost. Maybe we're just traveling down the road. We took an exit, and it's not really the one we wanted, right? If somebody were to say, well, gosh, you're so stupid, why did you take that exit? That wasn't your exit, you know? And you can really become hard on yourself, and it could prevent you from finding yourself. But if we allow that taking of any exit, just to try it out, whether it's right or wrong, and to be okay with it.
Yes, to be okay with wherever it takes you, and then course correct if needed. So.
Ooh. Yes, and we'll be talking about course correction when we come back after the commercials, because course correction, yes, we invite this, and we'll let you know who helps us out when we're doing course correction when we come back after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
That we're finding self-care tips. We're finding so many things today, finding ourselves more deeply.
And when you find yourself, you do find so many things. You find gifts. You find, you know, gifts you didn't even know you had. I mean, before I found myself, I wasn't channeling when I was in the crib or something. This is not something I've been doing all my life. It's fairly new in the last decade. It's as you find yourself more and more, you find all kinds of things about yourself that you didn't even know.
Yes, that's actually the number one thing I hear all the time when I'm sure you do, when you're, as a therapist, you're with working people, and as a coach myself, I'm hearing them say, I didn't even know that I like this, or that I'm really good at it, or that it interests me. And here's a big thing about our interests. You're learning about yourself. So you may all of a sudden one day think, wow, I really like to take a stained glass course, you know, or something, I don't know. Or, you know, just something. And you doesn't mean you have to become a stained glass maker. It just means that you like this experience and to try it. I'm so excited to share this. Noemi, I want to share this with you too. I do a little bit of nutrition. I don't do it full time, but I have a new client, and she's Asian. She's Chinese, Asian descent, Chinese descent. And she sent me over a package of all these foods I've been so excited to work with and try. But, you know, I've kind of pushed aside, like, I do not know how to make these foods or what to do with them. They're so foreign to me. But as she sent them and she supported me and guided me, but I'm making all these amazing white and black fungus soups and black vinegars and teas that I've never, like rosebud tea that I'm sipping on right now, and chrysanthemum, which I couldn't even say before. And so I'm finding I'm lit up inside. I feel like I'm on a road of this adventure and discovery, but it feels really good. I don't feel lost with it. And as we go in, we're going to share about this. So sometimes if you just need, you need to ask, you need to invite, that correction. And Noemi, I would love for you to share a little bit about inviting correction and not.
Well, so I think that was something that we had discussed when Lisa and I get together and we virtually and we discuss what's going to be in our next show. And so like this Wednesday, we'll start the discussion for in 2 weeks. And so we talked about that, and we talked about that when we are wandering down that road that takes us further and further away from ourselves, from who we truly are, that we invite a course correction. Our actions invite, you know, help from the universe, and we invite help from the universe, and it often comes in some form of course correction, some form of something happening that you didn't anticipate, that's like the aha moment, something that causes you to reflect or causes you to reevaluate and examine what's going on and where you're at.
Yes. Yes, the question just came to me. I literally heard it in my head as you were saying that. So I just have to write this down. Wow, it came so powerfully. We used a specific word. Course correction is not a punishment. Mm-hmm. And that was a very beautiful thing that was said. And I heard the question just now from all of us as a collective, that I would love for you to channel if you wouldn't mind.
Sure I wouldn't.
We talked about the road of regret last show, and now we're here with our beautiful Find Yourselves When We're Lost. And the question came very in, I heard, it was like, it's too late for me to ask for this correction, course correction. I would love if you could talk about it's deep regret, so deep regret, a depression around this regret that I can feel this person asking, they would be asking, saying, it's too late for me for a course correction. How do I still find myself when I feel like I've run out of time?
Mm. So how do we still find ourselves if we feel like we've run out of time?
Yeah, it's too late for me. I keep hearing that. Oh,
so yeah, I'll go in and certainly ask that. I just wanted to comment on what you said, that this question pops into you from the from the collective. And I thought, well, how beautiful is that? So you're channeling the collective. I'm channeling the divine. You're tapping in. We're getting tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you know, as Abraham says. But so I thought that was, I had never conceptualized it for myself or seen it from that lens of you're just so good at asking questions. And I really appreciate that about you, that you come up with deep questions. And, you know, your clients probably get so much help from that, that you're able to bring that lens, that perspective, and ask a deep question. And you're tapping into the collective. And I thought, wow, you're asking this question not just for you. You're asking this, and it isn't for you. You haven't felt like you've run out of time.
I don't feel like that at all. No, that's right. Why it was actually so sitting in my heart is almost like heartache. And, I need answers fast for this person, this collective, because it's so painful.
Which is so beautiful. I mean, so you see you opening up more as an empath, too, as we do this work. So, which I love to see. So, you're very welcome. Because I see you, and I know you, and you know me, and we see each other, and all that good stuff. And we're here to help others really see themselves, find themselves. You know, when you find yourself and you see yourself, it's like you look in the reflection in the mirror, and you see something different than you'd been seeing. You're not going, oh, new wrinkle. You're going, oh, new beauty. And for people who feel like they don't have enough time or who feel like it's too late, they've gone down, they've gone so far away from where they think they should have been, there is divine help. And so if you're listening for the first time, I will channel an answer to this question, this collective question, and taking a few seconds to get deeper with the divine, and I'm going to connect with them and turn it over to them. And so there'll be a few seconds of silence, and we'll go there.
Beautiful.
Oh, Divine, we're so grateful that you're here with us to answer this question, which is so many ask this question. You know, so many feel so lost, and they feel like they've gotten too far from themselves, or they're out of time, it's too late, they're too old, they're too whatever it is. And if you can help us with this, I'd be so grateful. And we are so grateful to help, and we want to acknowledge you, Lisa, first, for hearing this question, deepening your hearing. It is so important to hear as it is to see, to hear the truth, to see the truth, to know the truth. These are things that are so important in your daily walk, in your journey of life, that you experience these things, that you deepen these things. And so many of you do feel lost, and we hear a deepening cry from the hearts and the souls of so many of you that you would not share with others necessarily, and some of you do, but many of you keep it to yourself, that sense of feeling not lost, that sense of lack of purpose. And we describe it too as separation, but also loss of purpose. Life for many of you feels somewhat routine and mundane and sometimes meaningless, and purpose has been lost. And so we want to say that you are not lost. You feel lost. You seem lost to yourself, but you are not lost to us. You are not even the prodigal son returning home to us. You are in our heart always, 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 always in love and compassion and grace and beauty. We see the truth of you. We are cheering you on. We do see you wandering further away, some of you, from who you are. And it may have taken you many years of choices of that are out of alignment with the truth of who you are, that take you further, that disconnect you more within. But it doesn't have to take many years to return to the truth of who you are. This is something that, while it is layers of discovery, layers of unfolding, it is not something that needs to take years of hard work. You can start to discover more about yourself today if you are willing to let go of what you believe to be true about you. Assume nothing is true about you. Assume, catch the assumptions and put them aside for one moment. When you say, I'm not good at this, or I'm no good at that, or I wish I was like that person, or I wish I was less angry, or I wish this, or I wish that. When you say all of that, put it aside and sit with yourself and go deeper. Breathe yourself into your heart. Start to breathe into your heart center and breathe. And we are there. The seed of divine connection is there. As you breathe yourself deeper into you, you will breathe yourself deeper into connection with us. And in that sweet connection, you will discover, you will make a discovery. You will experience a sweetness of you that you have not yet experienced. And you will experience a sweetness of us that you have not yet experienced. And you will know yourself in a new way. And so it is never too late. Never, never, never. It is never too late to learn anything. It is never too late to become anything. Certainly an Olympic athlete, since we know that the Olympics are on now, we will mention that. Yes, maybe it's too late to become an Olympic athlete, but that may not be you. If that is not the truth of you, then it doesn't matter that it's too late. It is never too late to become you, and it is never too late to become more fully you. See what you believe to be true about yourself. Even write it down as non-judgmentally as you can. Pull out a journal, piece of paper, a file on your device, and write down, this is what I believe to be true about myself. Write it down. And then throw it away. And then say, what if this is not true? What if there's something even more better than this? And then open. Be receptive. Be receptive to receive new light. Be receptive to receive new knowing, new ways of seeing yourself. So many of you are not receptive to anything new. You are caught up in autopilot. It is not that you don't want to be receptive, but you are not present enough to be receptive. Receptivity requires presence. Are you living in the present? If you are, then you would not be dragging so many past assumptions and conclusions about yourself into your awareness of yourself and your understanding of yourself, which is so skewed. You would become more accurate in your understanding of yourself, more in alignment of the truth of yourself, if you live in the present. And let the past be in the past. Yes, there is pain in the past for every single one of you. There is no one who escapes pain. It is part of being human. There is pain in the past, but you can leave it in the past. And leave in the past your understanding of yourself. Seek to know yourself anew. If you met someone anew that you really liked, if you met them for the first time, you would want to discover who they are. You be that to yourself. Be that person who's learning and experiencing and receiving yourself for the first time. Be willing to have that experience, and you will be surprised. You will be amazed. You will delight yourself. And if you are partially willing, you may have it. It may be a little more difficult. You may invite the course correction that's been talked about. And it is always from love. Every time that we bring you a course correction, you have invited it at a deep level. And it is always from love that we bring it. Because we want you to know you. That is the joy of being alive, is to know you and to know us. And without that, you are missing the purpose of your life. And we have much more to say about that. But yet, we will end here in great love. Namaste. Ooh. Wow. That was a long time. That was a long one.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh. I wrote a couple things. One of the, I love this, where I'm going back now in the beginning of it, where it said, you may feel that you're lost, but you are not lost to us.
Mm.
And there's a comfort there if we can
yes.
just believe that and feel that.
I love that.
Yeah, you are not lost to us. If somebody, you know, I remember being little and going to mom and saying, oh, I've ruined everything or something, you know, the end of the world kind of thing to me. And she's like, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. Well, the way I see it is da, 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 da. And so just hearing somebody of that, you know, comforting to say, you didn't ruin it. It's not over. It's not over. And I think that in the original question there being thing was, it's too late for me, is to hear, you still have time. It's not over. And we didn't even think you were lost in the first place, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. Not even the prodigal son returning home.
Yes.
Just being that always, I feel like we're always in the heart and mind of the divine, always being held in love. So in that way, we're not lost, but we lose our connection with ourself, and then we lose our connection with Source. But we ourselves are still not lost, which is kind of profound in a way.
Yes. And you know, there's one big thing that it does require a little bit more time to talk about, so we'll save it for when we come back from commercial. But the one thing that really was beautiful was receptivity requires presence.
Oh, that was really, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. So when we come back after that one, that one's a good one. And if we're feeling lost, are we present? So we can answer that when we come back. Oh, access to angels and grace.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. This is a juicy one because, Noemi, so difficult. So this is the question I heard at the end of it. After I said receptivity requires presence, now we're thinking, okay, wait, what are we being receptive to? But my question was actually, I could hear it was, if I'm lost, am I present?
Or what are you present to if you're lost? Ooh. Are you in the present Ooh. Moment? Or, you know, what
yes.
are you present to?
Yeah.
And do you need to change that? Do you need to change what you're present to in order to find yourself?
Yes, yes. Oh, I love that. What are you present to when you're feeling lost? Because you're just feeling lost. You're not actually lost.
Right.
And where do you need to turn your attention to do that? So, and then let's back it up there, because I feel the questioning around receptivity. Receptivity requires presence. So we're finally, okay, so here it is. What are you present to? So, okay, I'm present to failure. Let's just say I didn't save enough money, and now I'm retiring. I didn't make enough. I lost the money. I gave my money away. I got taken away in a divorce. Like, who knows, all these things. I they're feeling that failure. If they're present to failure, they're feeling lost. And now what is it we need to be receptive to, and why? Well, what?
So when you're present to when you feel lost and you're present to something, what do you have to be receptive to in order to find yourself?
Yes, you got it.
Oh, that's great. That's a great question.
Yes, it is. What do you need? What do you need to be receptive to? Yeah. So when you are present to X, failure, all these things, and you're feeling lost, what do we need to be receptive to find ourselves?
Receptive to. I like that. And it's not success. I know that it's not, okay, feeling like a failure, now just focus on your successes. And while that can certainly, you know, that is somewhat of a therapeutic or coaching technique that can shift you partway, it's, if that feeling is deep, it's not really going to do it for you.
Right. Exactly. You'll still feel like a failure even when you're successful, and then you'll have all those imposter issues.
Yeah. Yes, that too. Or you'll feel like you'll have the yeah, but. Yeah, I happened to do well on that, but boy, that was just a fluke. Or, you know, so you'll have that kind of mentality about yourself. And yes. So,
oh, you know what? I would just like to share this absolute thing right now. So I love hosting. It's my thing. I just really enjoy it. And I hosted an event on the weekend, and I don't normally prepare like an intro or speech, like word for word, but I did this time because I actually really enjoyed what I wrote, and I was kind of excited to share it, but I didn't want to read it. So I tried memorizing it. Well, that always doesn't go well for me. That's okay. So I was really excited. I thought, I'm going to nail this. So here I am. Beautiful words came out of my mouth, but the very first line I didn't say right. I beat myself up for I was like, I can't believe I messed that up. I can't believe I messed that up. Oh, you just ruined it. And I'm doing the event, and all I keep thinking about was, everybody knows I didn't deliver mine, and now so upset, and I thought, what am I doing to myself right now? Like, I'm taking away from what I could be receptive to, and receive. And I instantly, during the live event for 3 hours, I had to coach myself through this and just say, it's okay that they didn't hear that line. Because I was thinking of ways like, oh, I'll write it and just post it, and everybody can read it at least, which I might. But, you know, like, there, I was trying to compensate. And you're right. The remedy would not be success at this point, because I needed to deal with a deeper issue.
Yes. Yes. And so, and that not, there's some attachment there, you know, like, attached to that sentence was so amazing, and I didn't get to say it, and yes. Would have been transformative. And, you know, the ego wants to be heard. It wants now, so the ego is attached to the sentence that probably came from the depth of you, or from source, or something deeper than the ego. But now the ego is attached to everybody hearing that. And yes, we all do that. So if we can laugh at ourselves a little bit and be compassionate and going, oh, back here again. You know, what I tell clients, just kind of pat the ego on the head and say, I heard you, and kind of metaphorically pat it on the head, you know, like, it's okay, child ego, you know.
Yes.
So, but we all do that. We all, you know, it is that presence to be receptive to. There might have been some gems that were coming your way, you know, and I'm sure you got plenty of gems from that event, because it sounded like it was going to be fabulous, you know. So, but there's more that we can receive if we're not present to the failure to say that first sentence. And that's the first sentence is, first or second sentence is one that you're usually going to forget. If you're, so, and then it throws you off. It's like, ah!
And we can do that in life. And so I'm loving this question to channel, because it, and saying that again, it's so perfect. When you are present to misfiring and failure and wrong foot start, you know, and you feel lost, what do we need to be present to and receptive to at that time to find ourselves again?
Yes. And what I love about your example was, like, you didn't feel lost, but you lost yourself a little bit in that moment. Yes. Because you weren't present and yes, you weren't receptive. And so what do we need to be receptive to, and how do we get there? How do we get to that place where we can be receptive to whatever the source is going to say? So this sounds like a yummy question. So just give me a moment to get a little deeper, and we will, a little moment to get it deeper, and we'll turn it over.
Perfect.
Yes. Thank you, source, divine presence here. We're so eager to hear this answer, because as Lisa, just her example to me, it spoke to me that, you know, we get these little blips of being lost throughout our day, throughout our experience, and how, what do we need to be present to really find ourselves, to find our way home to us? We are so grateful that you are receptive to talk about the receptivity. You are awakening to the importance of receptivity. So often what you're receptive to is more of the same. If you're beating yourself up, what you're receptive to are more thoughts about beating yourself up. It is not intentional receptivity, but it is actual receptivity. It is your default autopilot receptivity is more of what you've got in that moment. And so becoming aware, oh, I am in this place where it doesn't feel good. Becoming aware that you are beating yourself up. Becoming aware that you are creating disconnection. It may not be as much disconnection as beating yourself up, but you are starting to think about something where you don't feel good about yourself, or anxious, worrying about whether you should do this or that, and letting that consume you, and what's right for you and what's not. And so all of these things that take you out of the fullness of you, and there is gratefulness to you, to all of you, there's gratefulness, and you have experienced a sliver of that fullness. And at times, many of you do experience quite a bit of fullness, but it is fleeting. And fleeting fullness leaves you empty and yearning for more fullness. And that more fullness is available. And that awareness that you have, you must have within you, that, ooh, out of alignment, ooh, not feeling good here. Ooh, this doesn't feel good. When it doesn't feel good, stop. Recognize that you're creating that disconnection. You're creating that separation from yourself. You are having little small moments of being lost to yourself that can expand to bigger and bigger and bigger moments. And so recognize that feeling. Recognize when you are feeling the truth of you, where you're feeling the expansion of you, and where you're feeling the contraction of you, when it's painful, where you do not even feel you at all. And stop. Realize you are receptive to what you are feeling. Stop. Stop. Acknowledge that you are feeling something and it is not what you want to be feeling. Acknowledge that you're experiencing something and it's not what you want to be experiencing. Acknowledge that you want something different, and put your focus and attention in the direction of what it is that you wish to receive. And so putting your attention, putting your receptivity in the direction of that which you want to receive. So it is, if you feel lack, if you feel struggling financially or lack relationally or in any part of your life, it is not that we are saying to you now to go around saying $1 million are coming to me, and some have manifested that through those techniques, but we are saying put your attention towards that abundance that is already present in your life that you are not aware of.
there is abundance in my life. I want to be aware of it. I want to be present to it. I want to receive more of what is already here, and I want that to expand into something more than what is here, bringing that attention in the direction of what you want to receive. And so when you do, realize that you are receptive to more of what you've got, and you bring your attention into the direction of what you want to receive, you open yourself to receive something different. And you continuously do that, and you create your own course correction there. You create your own moving into alignment there through your awareness and your desire, and bringing that forward, bringing it forward again. Ah, there is abundance in my life. Ah, there is feeling good in my life. What makes me feel good? I don't know what makes me feel good, but I'm open to receive it in this moment. I'm open to receive it soon. I'm open to experience it. And bringing your awareness and your openness, and that creates the receptivity when you are both aware and open, and you are looking in that direction. You are focusing in that direction and bringing that focus there. There's so much more to say here. And we want to say that we are so grateful for this opportunity. But we will end here with a short message this time. In great love, we are here for you. Always, always, always. And we are in receptive. We are receptive towards you every day. Every time. You can always ask for our assistance. We are always receptive. Great love. Namaste.
That was so full circle that I can't even believe it. I loved how we went from lost to, in the end, turn your attention. Like when they say, well, pay attention, then you won't get lost. Just pay attention where you are. You know, I just love that it absolutely is. I want to repeat that line. I love it so much. Is that acknowledge that you want something different and put your attention in that direction of which you want to receive.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
And I like the example about the abundance. You know, there's abundance already in every one of our lives. It may be that you have one really great friendship. That is, yes, abundance. There are so many people that don't have one really great friend. You know, so it is whatever it is for you. Or you may have an amazing garden and you're growing your own vegetables, and so many people can't ever experience that. There's abundance. There is abundance for all of us. And so I love that example because it's a common example. And
yes.
But, you know, to focus on what already is here now that we have, and wanting more, opening to receive more of that. There was openness, awareness, openness, and focus, I thought was really great.
Oh, say that again. Openness, awareness, and
openness.
And focus.
And focus.
And I wrote that down. I was like,
for the receptivity.
What you want to receive already exists. That is one of the biggest things. So when you are lost, if you're wanting to find a way does exist.
And it can exist in your life, not just out, yes, there somewhere in the universe.
Right. So something is going well for you. Something is going your way in your life. Something. And some people say, well, nothing is working in my life and everything's horrible. we can all get there.
But we can all get there. And, you know, and that's where we can help. If we hear that from someone, help them to, you know, to realize, well, you know, those flowers in your garden, just those, that picture that I saw of your flowers in the garden is just so amazing. Or, you know, something related to family or health or anything. There's always something. And we start with what there is that is beautiful, that is in alignment with us, right? Health is always in alignment. So we start with that alignment and the abundance that's here, whatever it is, the friendship that's here. We start with that, and we put our awareness on that, and we just go in that direction, open to receive more. And it's pretty amazing.
It is. It is. I'm squeezing the story in. I know we're final minute, but I was visiting some friends who were packing up and moving. They sold their house. They've been there for 49 years, five decades. Yeah. And the garden, and, you know, we were walking around the house and the lady was showing me the garden. And it's funny, you just said that about the flowers. And she said, well, Aunt so-and-so gave this and this person gave this. And it's like this garden was all these gifts from her love. She was so sad, and her direction, her attention, it was focused on, I'm leaving these. I don't know what to do. And you know what? I said to her, you know, the people that bought your house who are a young couple, just like you were when you started this in this house, this is what a great starter for them. What a beautiful flower garden that they already get to have, and they'll enjoy and they'll take care of it. And you know what? She felt like she was giving the best gift ever suddenly. And it was a beautiful feeling, and it made her quite a bit happy. Maybe, you know, she was just helping me out, but you know what? I could feel her energy shift there. And so there's always a different way to look at things. And I think that was the message.
That was beautiful how you talked to her with that and helped her to see the gift that she's giving others. Because we all are a gift. We are all giving ourselves in some way. She's giving herself through the garden.
Yes. Aww. And if somebody else needs help to see those things, we would love to hear from you. So please find us at either Noemi Grace. She's on Facebook. You can email her, and you can find myself, Lisa Berry, Berry. And if you would need help to point your attention in a new direction, I know Noemi and myself are always here for you. And we quickly, what's our date again?
The next date? Oh, gosh. And the other thing is that if you can't find us, you can go to the Access to Angels and Grace Facebook page, which hasn't been built out, but we do see it, and it's definitely findable.
Yes.
So our next in 2 weeks, it is August 9th.
August 9th, everybody. We shall see you then, and have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. And thank you, Noemi, so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.